For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
And welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's April the 23rd. I've got my friend Diana Moxon with us from the Columbia Art League. Good
Hello,
to have
Paul.
You here,
nice
Diana.
Nice to be back.
Yeah, you have something coming up tomorrow, right?
We do. We have a brand new show opening tomorrow. It's going to be called Blue.
Blue.
Yes, like the color.
Yeah.
Just blue. Last year we did a show called Red, which was fabulous, and we had more entries for that than any other show we've ever done.
So how do you think Blue is going to do?
I think it's going to be great. Okay. I've already seen a few of the works that are going to be submitted for it. We have, you know, a postcard that comes out, so we've already got a blue postcard with a few blue works on it already.
Okay. So what happens with Blue?
Artists can submit a work. They may choose blue as a color. They may choose blue as an emotion or a memory. Blue can mean happy. Blue can mean sad. It flip-flops politically in England. Blue represents the Conservative Party, the more right-wing. And in America, blue represents the left. So people could choose blue and interpret it in many ways. I like to be fairly elastic in the definition. I don't want to be too prescriptive. I want to let artists interpret the shows in their own way. So when we did Red, for example, I'd say half of the room did not have any red paint. Half of the works did not include the color red. But they were memories, or there were some pieces about anger. And it was interesting
so
to see how they interpreted it.
When you did Red, half of them had no red color to it at all?
No, one was a giant green piece, because green is the opposite color to red on the color wheel. So it doesn't have to be blue. Some people will choose to use the different colors of blue as the basis for their work.
So most people are thinking outside the box.
They are, outside the blue box, yes. Okay. But it's always fun to see what they do, and that'll it'll be a big show. And
okay.
That'll start tomorrow.
So that starts tomorrow. What else have you got?
And the opening reception is on Thursday evening from 6 to 8, and that's free and open to everybody. So
Okay, show opens tomorrow, then Thursday evening is a reception. Everybody's invited. Anything else you want to mention?
I want to mention summer camps is our other thing. We are starting to take enrollments for our children's art summer camp program, and that starts on June the 11th. And we do 9 weeks of summer camp, and we do 5 weeks for ages 6 to 9 and 4 weeks for ages 10 to 13. And additionally, we do 2 weeks, which are just half days, for the little kids, for 4 and 5 year olds.
The summer camp.
Summer art camp. Yes,
summer
art camp,
okay. Yeah. Okay, they're not camping out for 8 weeks
they're
out there
not,
with
They're
you.
not bringing a tent, no.
All right, just so we clarify this. That starts June the 11th.
June the 11th. Okay. But we're taking enrollments now. So some of the camps do tend to sell out. So if you've got a young artist who's interested in taking a summer camp with art as the focus, then let us know sooner. We can go to the website, columbiaartleague.org.
Yeah.
And you can go to the classes page and the summer camp page, and you can see all the descriptions of the classes.
Can you sign up online?
You can do just
you
that.
You can sign up online, or you can ring her up.
You can ring me up, or you can ring Patty. And Patty is our education director, and so she is in charge of all of that summer camp.
So if you ring up the Columbia Art League, you like the way I picked up that English talk
very
there?
Good. Very good, Paul.
Patsy will answer the phone?
Patty or I will answer the phone, and you can ask for either of us, and we can take that reservation.
That'll all do
you.
It then. All right. Anything else you want to mention?
Well, next time I see you, Paul, we will be talking about Art in the Park.
Yeah.
And if you want to sign up as a volunteer for Art in the Park, that is already up online. Artinthepark.org and click on volunteers. And we're looking for about 200 people.
200 people to volunteer?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a little early notice.
Yeah, okay. Well, hopefully we'll get some volunteers for you today.
Excellent.
Diana Moxon, thank you so much, Paul, for coming by. Okay. Now, I want to introduce you to Lori Kramer Clark, who is with us for the first time. Good to have you here, Lori.
And
you're Midwest Transplant Network. And we're talking about organ donations. In April is Organ Donation Awareness Month.
That's
is that correct? Let's talk about the need. There is a great need.
There's a huge need for organ donation. So nationwide, there are over 112,000 folks waiting for an organ transplant.
Over 112,000 people.
Correct.
All types of organs, right?
Correct. There are 8 in the human body that can be donable.
What are they?
The lungs are 2, the kidneys are 2, liver, heart, pancreas, small intestine.
Now, you can donate a kidney if you're still alive, correct?
Right. You can.
Do people ever donate lungs when they're still alive?
I think it has happened. I'm not familiar with any hospital or facility locally that does that, but I do believe it has happened.
Yeah. But
I would think the risk with that particular type of donation and transplant is extremely high. But here in Columbia, the renal transplant program at the University Hospital does have, you can donate your kidney to a family member or, maybe somebody in your church.
Yeah.
They would work you up as a donor if that is something that you're interested in doing.
And, of course, everything has to be just right for you to be a donor to a person that you want to give a kidney to, correct?
There are
the blood work has to be the same?
There are particular criteria you would have to match.
Okay.
There's matching tests that would need to occur for somebody to be able to give their organ.
But I think what we want to talk about today also is the fact that we all have the ability, each and every one of us has the ability to give the gift of life when our life is over.
That's right.
And explain how we can do that.
So the state of Missouri has a donor registry. Most people are familiar with it through the DMV. When you go and you get your tags for your car or you get your driver's mm-hmm. license renewed, they ask you, would you like to be in the Missouri Organ and Tissue Donor Registry? That is the best thing that you can do. I encourage everybody to seek the correct information to make the decision that they would like to make regarding that gift.
But now, if you have signed up with your driver's license and it says, yes, I want to be an organ donor, and you die, can the family come in and override that if it's on your driver's license?
So if you actually put yourself in the Missouri Donor Registry officially, then you are the person that has authorized your gifts.
So you can. It cannot be overridden.
Correct.
The other way to do it, if you haven't signed up on your driver's license, is simply to go to the mm-hmm. website.
Correct. And I want to clarify that there are two different on the driver's license, you can flip it over on the back and you can see a little area that can be filled out. Mm-hmm. That's different than enrolling in the registry. They're okay. both considered authorization.
But you really should do it with enrolling in the registry.
Yes, and the okay. reason why we encourage that is that, you never know where your license is.
Exactly.
At the time. So the website to go, because not everybody goes to the DMV, and those right. of you out there that think you're too old, you're probably wrong, because there's a lot of people that think they're too old to be a donor.
And we've
had
not. We're out of time, but I want you to give the web address real quick.
www.donatelifemissouri.com.
www.donatelifemissouri.com.
Correct.
.com. And then you can sign up online, and then they send you a form that you have to sign and mail back. Is that right?
They will send you a confirmation
okay.
in the mail that you
All
have
right.
enrolled.
Thank you very much, Lori. Good to have you here. We're out of time for today. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to watch this or listen to it again, pick up more information about the organ transplant, go to KBIA.org. Bye-bye.